When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Celebrity Book Club.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone, and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's
Celebrity Book Club.
Come read it while it's hot.
Celebrity Book Club.
Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club.
Say it loud and proud.
Celebrity Book Club.
Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend!
Oh my god.
How are you on this stormy day?
Stormy weather. Hurricane, what are we at now? Zenib? I mean, come on. They're going through the whole goddamn alphabet over here.
The flash flooding, the fires.
Right, I mean, they already went through all the American women. They had to get a French guy up in here. Henri. I mean, come on. It's getting crazy what they do.
Did that make you miss France?
No, I mean, me super nostalgic.
Yeah, thinking about
Henri
like
rolled through.
Baguettes and stuff. I actually, on my way here, I passed a French bakery and I was like, oh my god, I should like get Steven like a baguette to remind him.
He's probably feeling really la homesick.
Yeah, la homesick. And I was like, this would totally la perk him up. Turns out they were la closed. So.
La sad boots.
Yeah, just want you to know that I thought about getting you a baguette.
Well, I actually did get you a bucket of marinara today. That like weird window that sells meatballs was going out of business. And I was like, just give me all the sauce you got.
The extra stuff. Wait, are you... Are you kidding? Are you joshing me?
No, I'm not. I'm joshing you.
Oh, okay. I was getting actually like so excited and I was like, why haven't I heard of this window?
Well, I think that window went out of business like a while ago. Remember, it was like right next to the Urban Outfitters on 6th and 14th that also went out of business?
Oh, that meatball window, yes. And it was like, that's when like, here's the thing.
There was a rash of meatballeries similar to the like cupcake craze of like 2008.
Yes.
Where like suddenly everyone was just like, we need a meatballery on every corner.
They were trying to make it fast casual in the post Chipotle world of just being like, meatballs can be anything. It's a total grab and go snack. Like we do Buffalo Ranch meatballs. Right. We do Saigon meatballs. We do it. It's kind of like, I think we just all decided it's just a little ways.
No, I'm sorry. It just got. Do you remember Potatopia?
Which was also in the West Village.
Also in the West Village. It was also trying to go on this just like anything can be Chipotle trend. This just everyone being like, no, fast casual can apply to literally any food. People want a loaded baked potato to go. with all their own fixins, totally customizable, gang.
Yeah, not just the fixins mama made you, right. But just like, and it's like, yeah, we can actually, it's a little hard to walk down the street
with this your, chili like, lime dusted, honey battered, tater tot stuffed baked potato with a side of curly fries.
And then like after that, you're like, oh, do you want to grab some to-go meatballs? Also another, by my old apartment, a place Spuds opened that was also being trying to be like potatoes your way. And it just like feel like I never took off.
Certainly not.
Yeah. Had like big blackout curtains, like always like closed, but this neon sign that said Spuds.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Totally a random question. And then we'll like literally get to the pod. What's your dream fast casual restaurant that you would open?
Well, I'm my first.
Like, what would you make to go?
Bone marrow. If the bone, because you know bone marrow.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
The rest don't marrow.
Oh my God, wait, genius. When the bones are good, the rest don't marrow.
So the thing is, so you know when they serve you marrow in a bone.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like in a big ass bone. That bone is a handheld object.
Yeah,
so here's my idea. You get the bone. It comes with an eating glove. It comes.
Okay, I love this. And are you getting such a latex glove? And it has the brand name on it? Like,
okay, latex is sweaty and gross and a little too like clinically sexual.
Right. It sounds so S&M.
Yeah, no. This is a cloth glove with just like a slightly like a rubber padding. Almost a leather rubber. I want to say like leather. Vegan leather. Vegan leather grips on like a felt Mickey Mouse like Prince glove that you hold, but it's like in dark blue or whatever. Because you know I love the
color
blue. I
love that
blue.
You mentioned vegan leather because we're gonna call back to vegan leather later in this podcast.
Yeah, everyone put that little vegan leather tidbit in your memory cap.
Lock it in your vegan leather newsie.
So you get this bone and then you get the glove that goes with it. And then you can hold the bone in one hand and then you get a little spoon. A little like compostable spoon that you can scoop out the marrow. Because I don't think it's civilized to just, like, run your tongue down the bone as you walk down the street.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
I think some of the things that you do with your tongue that aren't that civilized either, and you do a lot more.
Well, maybe you're right about that.
I guess my only thing with the glove, I think that's actually gorgeous for a restaurant for them to hand you a glove, but you're pumping out these gloves, and then, like, it's the new mask, and just, like,
no, I know.
Our streets are littered with bone marrow gloves.
With disposable marrow gloves.
Because, obviously, this chain is going to pop the freak off.
No.
And you're going to have locations everywhere.
Absolutely. There's going to be a marrowy on every corner.
I just think bone marrow should be a little more, and I know like we need to reduce our cow intake and all of that, moo moo, like planet Earth, as our Earth is
right
falling to pieces
right.
every
and,
day.
And obviously like livestock cultivation is a huge, huge water hound and it's using up a lot
it's
of.
It's always just like, if you don't eat one burger a year, you're adding 5 years to the planet Earth.
Yeah, I know. It's always, that's, yeah, that made a lot of sense what you just said. But yeah, no, it's true. They're always saying that.
I guess I just want bone marrow a little more in an oyster.
Rarified.
No, I'm like, I want it more common. I want it more oysters where it's like, oh, cocktails and dollar bone marrow.
Oh, I like, okay, that's fun.
I just wanted to eat it more. I know it's very fatty, but.
We had oysters last night with marrow in them, and that was delicious.
That's why I'm kind of high off this
oyster presentation.
Yes, and this bone marrow, kind of just grab it. Because I do think it is this big bone you could grab onto. Makes more sense than loaded tots.
One thing, again, not to reference Marseille, but one thing that they do really well there is panisse. So panisse is kind of one of the specialties of Marseille, but it's chickpeas, actually. And it's fried. So
panelle.
Wait, is that what it is?
In Sicily, yeah, because Fridays you don't eat meat. And
no.
It's fried, yeah, you get a fried chickpea sandwich.
Look at that.
It's a street food.
Panelle panisse.
It sounds like the same thing.
Hello.
You know, we think, oh, we're so different in these other countries.
We're not. France and Italy, right next to each other.
Right, actually, it's not that crazy that they each have a...
But it's kind of similar to a French fry, crispy on the outside. You got a moist, soft senna.
Yum, yum, literally yum. Yeah. I want that. So I guess we should tell our listeners, yeah, slow roll on kind of school again. We're not doing a book.
No, we still aren't reading a book. Sorry.
It's just like,
it's really hard to get back into it. And like, you need to give yourself time because these students have been out of the classroom, some of them for a full year. And it's going to take some readjustment and there's going to be a period.
Absolutely. We need to think about our children. And that's why today's episode is a special fiery segment.
Segment. And it's called
What Does She Wear?
So we talk about fashion, clothing, branding, and what people wore. But first, just really quickly, before we get to the
Wow, we need to tell you about something we did over the weekend.
So Spirit was very present this weekend.
So present. She was a 15-minute walk from my apartment.
She was, of course, Teresa Caputo. We did see the Teresa Caputo live experience at King's Theater.
Beautiful theater.
Gorgeous. Stunning theater. Architecture. Woodwork. Mm. The paneling. Pardon me.
Historical landmark. If you haven't been to King's Theater, get your butt over there.
So I was imagining it would maybe be like an hour kind of show, like similar to the TV show. Like she, like, you know, she gets in like 10 or 15 readings and, you know, she's just kind of doing bam, bam, bam. And like, and maybe she's like, you know, she's doing a group reading. She's getting 10 people at a time whose mothers all died of cancer or whatever.
Right.
This was not the case.
I would say the show started at 7:30.
On the dot.
On the dot. Not even like, you know, some weird opener.
No opener. So we get sent down. So first...
Oh, no. First, sorry, we each buy a... You bought me a cocktail. It, two drinks, and the total was $68.50. I mean, it's very just like when you get like a Coke or whatever, like at the theater, you know. It's
and that's,
like,
I know, and these theaters are struggling, and that's where they have to make their margins, is at the food and bev counter. So... then, before Teresa comes out, we have to stand for the national anthem.
Over the loudspeaker. And now, please stand for the national anthem. And I was hoping at least it'd be like a Bay Ridge local girl named like Ilana DiMazzo.
Yeah, I really wish it were like a Krista D'Amiliano.
No, it was just a projection of the American flag waving in her beautiful curvy waves.
With a pre-recorded, like semi-sassy version of the anthem.
And people were kind of like clapping along the parts where she really hit those notes like someone was singing present.
I was like, we're responding to a live performance. Like, yes, nail that note, bitch. And it's just like, this is an MP3.
We don't need to be like screaming for Krista D'Souza.
The only other time I've seen this happen was one time I was at a campaign event for Hector Valderas in Cuesta, New Mexico.
Cuesta. And it sounds like a phlebotomy lab.
it's very phlebotomy.
Diagnostics. The Latin word for diagnostics.
Okay.
I can't even say it. See, and this is why I need to get back to reading because I'm losing my language.
She's losing some of the words up there. No, and I mean, I always say this, you know, use it or lose it, sweetheart. Pot or die. If you don't pod, you won't learn how to speak English. Anyway, I just remember that someone pressing play on this like laptop and then holding the laptop up to a microphone and everyone at this like veterans event for like 17 people, like under a tent randomly in Cuesta. And I'm there with this like very juggy local reporter for just like the Silver City Chronicle.
Wait, obsessed. Who is this like big jugged Silver City Chronicle? Like, hi.
I'm Janine
with the Silver City Chronicle.
I'm doing a story on Forest Cover. I mean, yeah, that was...
And she's like, look up here, buddy.
She literally wasn't sassy at all. Okay. She was just kind of porny. I mean, everyone in New Mexico is kind of porny, and they all wear those, like, porn librarian glasses.
Oh, that are, like, kind of like Weezer in that lens crafters way? Well,
they're way more lens crafters than they are Weezer, but yeah. But they're, like, thick and black in that, yeah, it's like...
And that's Weezer the one does she wear. The difference between lens crafter...
Oh, my
God. Laughter.
Do we need to do vocal exercises?
I think I do. Okay.
Okay. Should we start the episode?
Yeah. I think let's move into our different segment, which is the main segment of the show, which is
What Does She Wear? Okay. So we've each chosen some secret celebs.
Oh, yeah. Secrets.
And I'm going to offer you a name and let's see what you do with it.
Okay. Let's do this.
You ready?
I'm so ready. I'm excited. Enter my sweaty seat. Mm. Also, what am I wearing right now? I'm still in my sweaty gym clothes. Yeah, humble brag. I went boxing before this.
Oh, fuck. The pheromones.
Yeah, the pheromones. Okay, wait,
this other day at a party, everyone was vaccinated. this girl, she's like, we're like sitting outside this table, and she was just like, someone smells amazing. Is it you? And I was just like, oh, like, not to brag, but I haven't worn deodorant in 4 years. Like, I don't know if it's me. Maybe that's my natural scent. She was like, it's incredible. It's sandalwood. Mm. It's like, it's sort of a deep amber. She was like saying all this shit. And I was just like, yeah, okay. And then she comes over and smells me. And she's like, yeah, I'm not getting it so strong, but maybe it's just sort of in the air. Then this other girl, this like Iranian Moroccan girl,
okay,
comes out. And then the other girl's like, oh my God, no, it's her. Sorry. And then she was like, wait, what are you wearing? And she was like, oh, I layer my scents. And then she described how she layers like 3 different perfumes to like achieve her own like very specific elixir.
Insane.
And I was like, okay, layering. I guess I'm not just like emanating sandalwood over here with
my BO. I would like to know literally what does, like you say sandalwood and I think I know what sandalwood smells like. But I think I just need some spend some time just alone with sandalwood.
No, I do want to go to like a 6-week like nose course, like a crash course in smellology.
I think also it'd be really fun for us to take like a $200 make your own perfume scent class.
Yes. No, that would be a great way to put some spice back into our long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Would be this 2-hour make your own perfume class. Well, scan Groupon. I'm sure there's something over there. Okay. First celebrity.
Okay.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you need a paper towel?
Sorry. Yeah, clean up in Stephen's office because I'm very turned on. So...
Fauci, more like, fuck me.
Sir Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now that is an Italian-American.
That we can all be proud of. All
absolutely be proud of. Okay, so I'm going to kind of go into his casual style because I think...
Well, we know he's like always wearing like a tie and like a lab coat or whatever in a press conference.
Right, in suits. And I think he is just kind of like Macy's about the suits.
Okay, and here's like, why I don't think that he's so Bernie Sanders in like Kohl suits. I think that he is actually a little bit more Brooks
Italian
Brothers.
About it?
No, I think that he like has that he's like spending more money in his suits. And he is actually kind of just like a little bit of a fucking...
little like design Italian.
I think he's a little full of himself.
I mean, I think when I said, okay.
I don't think she's humble.
I don't think she's humble either. When I said Macy's, I guess
she's had this
I
job for like 30 years. Like, he thinks he's the fucking cock of the walk.
I guess you're
and
so right.
He's like the
right.
only person who didn't get fired during the Trump administration. Like, he thinks that he is literally untouchable.
He's going to Brooks Brothers. They know
him there.
Well, they
went out of business, but like, whatever the equivalent is now.
It's but isn't Brooks Brothers like still alive?
Okay, I do feel like a lot of businesses went out of business.
Yes, they're like, oh my God.
To like drum up a lot of sympathy.
J. Crew is always like failing, like Banana Republic.
They like filed for bankruptcy, but it's like, you can still go to J. Crew. Muji like went out of business. There's still Muji's on every fucking corner.
Right. It's like, the only place that actually went out of business is like the Wing.
Well, in like Topshop America or whatever.
And I did see an empty Ann Taylor loft today.
I mean, I think every Ann Taylor loft has been empty for the past 30 years.
I want to live in a reclaimed Ann Taylor loft.
Loft living.
So Fauci's going to Brooks Brothers. Thank you for calling me in. I guess when I said Macy's, I was like...
Like, I think he's like having
I meant
like
he's getting the better suit at Macy's.
The better suit.
The better suit.
Hashtag the better suit. A totally customizable suit sent to your door every 30 days.
And... He is definitely, like, his wife is giving him, like, maybe randomly an Hermes tie for Christmas.
Oh, I'm sure it's full of Hermes.
Yeah.
It's all Hermes up in there.
And it's in that dye where you're like, that's a random striped tie. And you look at the back and, like, it is an Hermes tie.
And it's a $450 tie and he has 60 of them.
Yeah.
casual style to me. I feel like he's so Obama and, like, Zegna half-sip.
Yeah, Abood. Joseph Abude. Joseph Abude.
But okay, but see, this is where we're getting back to this distinction. You're saying that Abude is like the nicest part of Macy's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nice.
I still don't even think he's Macy. I think he's fancier than that. I think he is, like,
as I say, Nordstrom.
I think he's Nordstrom. I think he, like, has a tailor. Mm-hmm. I think that he is getting, like, you know, this, I don't know. I mean, not like Dior, but like, they're probably, you know, they're like Armani shirts. They're like
Armani button downs. Yeah. Right. Cause also, since he's like so small, he has to get like all the shirts brought in, probably.
Oh, I wonder if he's like going to Benetton to get their tiny little suits for tiny men.
I don't think it's Benetton, but I think it's Brooks Brothers. And then he's going to his tailor and then they're like recuffing the shirts and stuff like that to make them fit his small arms.
Yeah. He's a little pocket.
He's going to Bindle and
Pocket
Keep.
Rocket. Yeah, he's getting this custom lesbian suit for all bodies.
I can't picture him in denim. I think you're right. They are like a Xenia beautiful chino.
I think he does have a denim, but it's one of those dark. And now we're back at Macy's again. But no, sorry. No, okay, Bloomingdale's. It's a dark $200 Bloomingdale's denim.
Or do you think he has this old pair of Levi's?
No, he doesn't.
In the back of his closet.
No, he so does not.
That
have
he hasn't put on
Levi's.
In years.
Because he's like, isn't his whole thing that he just like kind of like didn't help like the AIDS?
Well, that's what
crisis
I was
going to
say. And like, that's why they're in the back of the closet.
That's because he's actually anti denim, because like gays
and
were wearing denim at that time.
And he wasn't being so AIDS, big mustache,
right.
Denim tank.
Yeah, no, he wasn't being this super hyper masculine San Francisco, Tom of Finland vibe. And he was just like, whoa, the fact that they're wearing jeans, I'm going to wear chinos.
And he has, like, pleated khakis that are
Brooks
Brothers.
Well, he did. But again, I think he's so vain that he now knows that pleated khakis are not in anymore, so he's not wearing them.
But pleated khakis are actually now, like, wildly back.
Okay, but that's in such a, like, Balenciaga way where we're wearing, like, such a massive shirt. He's not being so, like, fashion.
And can I just say about the pleated trend in back in men's fashion?
Sure.
Is just, because I've thought about it. Doing it, and I don't
Girl,
think it's good for
don't
my body.
You dare. No,
I'm not, because I used to be so anti-pleated in this way where it's like I was like, that's for nerds, I'm not a nerd. Same in the way that just like all like fleece stuff is back, and I'm just like, I'm never gonna be fleeced because again, that's for nerds. And I just think,
although I feel like you maybe even bought a fleece recently, or you're always like just flirting.
I'm flirting with,
you're hovering over by on that Urban Outfitters quote sale on this like $45 Patagonia. You're constantly being like, I don't know, it's kind of a funky color, but it's not that funky, but it's a little funky.
I almost bought like a Carhartt whip camo fleece, and you told me like, I'm not 14 years old and I need to get over camo, which I think was a good note because I was in the LES. I was right outside Dr. Schmood's.
No, you're
Have you
always,
passed
you're, the- I'm always leaving you unattended for like a week or two and you buy some camo thing. And it's always like this kind of big, very teen print kind of camo. And I'm just like, babe.
Leaving you unattended. Okay, I'm outside Schmood's. Picture this. Do you know what I'm talking about, that place?
No, I don't know what Schmood's is.
And it's like, but first, Schmood. And I saw just like.
What is it? What's
it's smooth? Like smoothies and coffee, okay. Like bulletproof coffee with MCM or whatever, okay. Like oil. And I saw this just like ragtag group of just like the most like opening ceremony, like 17-year-old like LES children.
Okay.
And one of them was in just like a huge, the Carhartt whip purple camo fleece. And I was like seeing that, I was like, right, this is for a 17-year-old skater. I don't need to. I've just seen it so much, and then you see it so much, and then it's so many sponsored ads, you keep on looking at it.
Right.
And then you think you need it, and then you're like, right, I'm not.
My thing with the sponsored ads is you have to realize that the sponsored ads are trying too hard, and if you're getting so many ads, like, resist the brainwashing that they're trying to do, because they're trying to just basically wear you down until you become so used to this one object that you think you already own it. And if you're like, and then you're like, realize you don't, you're like, oh, well, I need to sort of like, I need to fill this gap. If there's this sort of like hole of dissatisfaction that's been created by me not having this fleece, but it's like, you don't like that fleece. No. And the fleece is only in your mind because you've been bombarded with like over and over and over and over again. And the reality is you want something, but it's not that fleece.
Yep.
There's something else that the fleece is obscuring. There's something else that the fleece is like become this cipher for. And you need to figure out what that is on your own. Maybe it's a really sexy button down. Maybe it's, you know, a gym short that has a little bit of structure to it, which I do think that you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think you need to just remember that your brain can play tricks on you when it starts to get into
right. It's kind of like, what happened to my punk brain if I'm so punk? Then why am I being
right?
You know,
right?
Taken over. Now I'm realizing the root of me also wanting this camo fleece. Jay Cutler was wearing it on an app of Very Cavallari.
The exact camo fleece that you're talking about?
Yeah. A silence comes upon the studio.
God, I'm so upset that there's not going to be a fourth season of Very Cavallari.
R.I.P. It's really fucked up. It's
now you're actually triggering me. Now I need to take a minute.
Sorry.
This fucking sucks. God damn it.
Ugh.
It's such a 1-2 punch because it's like not just the fact that they're getting divorced,
no.
Which makes me literally a sad boots, but the fact that she can't do another season of the show now.
It's like you can't do another show with all of your chicas. It's like
maybe have like this.
Shipping, Brittany, like you're all on TikTok and like posting so much anyway.
But ever since she had the falling out with her best friend.
Kelly. Because she accused Kelly of.
Well, because Kelly didn't fight back against the rumors enough.
Yes, which was
and then
sus.
They like didn't talk for a summer. And then she thought that Kelly only wanted to be her friend because she wanted to be on the show.
Right. Which.
Which sucks. And fame can really tear apart friendships.
It can.
When you're all on a reality show together. And that's why I told Bravo, no, we're not doing a show.
No, we're not doing it. Because this.
Yeah.
This is sacred.
This right here.
This is sacred.
This is sacred.
Okay, and that was a tantrum from Fauci wearing pleated khakis and me deciding that my body would look bad in pleated khakis.
Yeah.
And we got to that. Okay, so next celebrity.
And that's your truth. Okay, so now you give me a celeb.
Okay. I have, like, also so many just, like, Biden admins. Okay.
Jen Psaki. Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk.
Okay, Lil Nas X.
Oh, cool. we're really connecting with the youth culture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know,
Old
we
Town
totally,
Road.
We know what's up on this pod. I mean, he's just wearing tons of designer clothing that's being sent to him. That's just, like, lots of bright colors and, like, leisure wear.
Yeah, I guess
wear.
I was like, what is he wearing when he's not wearing, like, the most insane, like, things he's sent wearing, to him from by Dolce? Just, like, more streetwear.
Like, you know, like, Casablanca is sending him, like, silk button-downs. Like, Nike is sending him, like, some custom fluorescent short that, like, no one else has. Dolce & Gabbana is sending him, like, a full beaded, like, suit. And then he's, like, wearing it. It's very just, like, If you've seen the Billie Eilish documentary where just like wherever she goes somewhere, she's like, there's literally warehouses full of like all of this new streetwear, like still in plastic wrap, that she's like, all right, let's take that sweatshirt,
like that ripped hoodie,
that ripped sweatshirt hoodie overall boot combo that I'm going to wear for like to go from one car to one building and then never wear again. Like, I think that's.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's just boxes and boxes.
Are you thinking he has some like casual style that's really kind of specific?
I think you're right. I guess I was like, okay, he's lounging. Like the Uber Eats just came. It's like he is gay.
Are you asking whether or not he's wearing like a weird like Mac Weldon underwear or if he's wearing just like Fruit
of the Loom? I think he's wearing. No, I feel like he is wearing like designer.
I think he's wearing some. I don't think they're briefs. I think they're boxer briefs. I think they're silk.
Mm.
And I think
do you have silk boxer briefs?
No.
Would you?
Sure.
Oh my god!
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm buying so like defective Fruit of the Loom.
I saw the nastiest ad for a new boxer briefs that I'm sure we're going to be doing ads for in this
right
very podcast. The briefs were all like gross and so like taco printed. And
wait, I think I saw that. And the guy
and they
was
have
just
a pouch to separate your like balls from your body, and it's right. A guy being like, oh yeah, like let's pouch it, thank god I can move around freely without my guys getting in the way.
Ew, okay, so it's basically this like cod piece and you're like putting your balls in a little separate pouch and then the dick goes in like another pouch.
Yeah,
that's insanity.
And then someone just being like, oh, I was not into this like weirdly printed briefs, but I love the pouch.
Let
it's
me
like,
let me actually explain why this goes against God. Because the whole point of the testicles is that they are
testicles.
They regulate their own temperature. And that's why they move up and down. And so if it's cold, like that's why they go up into the body, because they're like trying to keep themselves warm to like keep production at nominal levels. And if it's a cotter, they will fall lower and like let themselves change. So they self-regulate their own temperature. They don't need
kind of like seals.
Yes, honey. They're lying out in the sun when they need, and they're taking a nice cool dip in the water when they want to.
Right, rather than being like kept in this pouch.
Yeah.
Like, are you walking around all day being like, ugh, if only, like these balls could get out of my way.
But it's not,
really
it's
move.
Like you're not putting them out of the way by putting them in this other pouch. They're still there.
I also feel like they're definitely falling out of the pouch if you're really moving around.
I need to see some sort of a diagram on how this works.
Send the pouch this way.
Also, they're already in a fucking bag. They're in a scrotum. I don't need a separate scrotum.
No. You tell this company. I knew there was something off with it.
I mean, the tacos are disgusting, and it's so MeUndies, and it's like, ugh.
Right, it's MeUndies, but making it even more childish, where you're like, oh, I already need tacos, but I also, like,
no, now
need
I need
things
my balls
in
like
a bag.
Separate little ball sack, because I'm like, I can't, like, deal with, I don't even know what problem this is solving.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there such discourse in male, cis male culture of just like balls getting in the way? I mean, I will say when I was buying a bathing suit, there was some pretty hilarious reviews of like this pair of trunks on Amazon.
Oh, it was like so many wives being like, and my husband found that this trunk made him have less groin itches by late afternoon.
And just being like, my boys were definitely getting chafed all day in the canoe. And, like, everyone was just, like...
Well, because I'm sure all those Amazon things have, like, the hardest nylon liners that are, like, so coarse.
Yeah, and it was a lot of wives buying. You realize in men's clothing reviews, it's all wives.
They're the ones doing the shopping.
Yeah.
Women hold the purse strings in this
country.
They're
buying the trunks. They're buying the pouch.
As Ogilvy says, you have to appeal to the wives and the maids. Go around back.
Which is why, back to Fauci, I kind of feel like maybe him and his wife, like, are going to Brooks Brothers together on this, like, day. I'm imagining them living in Boston, even though I know. But I'm just, like, imagine them on Newbury Street.
I also imagine he lives in Boston.
And they're going to Brooks, like, they're both going to Brooks Brothers, and she is, like, watching him get a suit tailored and, like, just going over to an olive green quarter-zip sweater going, this is nice.
It's really true. And her name is Dale, randomly. Yeah. And he's like, Dale, already? She's like, Tony, what do you think? I think we should get you these. We should get you one in the dark blue and one in the olive. These are nice. Yeah, we'll put
nice.
These on. Yeah. She's putting them on the tab.
Okay, do you want another?
Wait, who did you say to me?
I said Lil Nas X, but I feel like we were just like, that's designer clothing, and
yeah,
maybe
he's
this
wearing
one.
All these designer shorts. Oh, we went down this underwear path. Okay.
Beanie Feddlestein.
Oh?
Beanie Feudalstein, oh, Jonah Hill's
like,
little...
the, like, girl from Booksmart or whatever?
Who's now playing Monica Lewinsky, stealing my role in the new Ryan Murphy.
Wow, fuck her. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen Booksmart. I've never seen a picture of Beanie Feudalstein. I have no idea what she would wear. But
so she is a lesbian.
Okay, so she's a lesbian. Oh, she kind of looks like the Biden daughter lesbian.
The Biden daughter? Oh, yeah. Ashley Blazer, Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah, she... is
she yeah, kind she's, of almost looks like a young Fortune Feimster. She's got a round face.
I mean, she's more just like theater camp, like long brunette hair. I think like leggings, but like is sequin blazer. It's just insane because like Jonah Hill has become
this like insane style like, god.
I know, and it's like
Barfology.
All GQ HQs are always just being like, how the fucking legend Jonah Hill shops.
I'm kind of just like, I mean, I feel like with like Jonah Hill's thing is it's just like, okay, so he wears like camp collar shirts from designers that are popular right now. Okay. He had that famous like fit pic of him wearing the Bulls jersey tucked into dress pants, like with dress shoes. And everyone's like, okay, wow. So he is like,
fit God.
He's putting together fits. And I guess I'm kind of just like, the vast majority of the time, he just looks like the most normal bro.
Yeah. Or I'm just like, indie guy that wears Bulls stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like the original in one of the original indie styles. Indie
guy. Okay, you're exactly right. It's indie guy that wears Bull stuff with a little bit of money, and now he has someone being like, buy this Bode shirt.
Yes, it's like, yeah, someone's telling him to buy a Bode, and then he's like, sunglasses.
You know, yeah, and then he's just like, you know, following a couple like streetwear Instagrams and being like, cool, awesome. There's like an Arc'teryx drop and is like buying one jacket and getting photographed it once.
And then he got his Adidas line, which his Adidas line is just Sambas, no change to them. And then just like orange mesh shorts.
Where it's like, you know, he's no Bad Bunny. He's not actually someone who has like, you know.
Jonah Hill is no Bad
Bunny.
No, I agree. It's like, you can't
actually have some like unique personal style. And I'm sorry, but he doesn't look good.
Well, now you're being size negative, but I'm called.
I didn't say that size people of a larger size can't look good.
Okay. I'm just saying now that. Now I'm being size
now
negative.
Now you're being size negative. I just don't. I mean, I think he like looked good in those like GQ photos.
He
where
did
he's
look
like,
good at those. Yeah, because I mean, he was so
like,
styled.
He was styled and like they did his hair. But I'm just like, he doesn't like make an effort to look actually that good in his normal fits. And so I'm just kind of like, well, to me, then that's not really your, like, what's the point then?
Right. Like if no one was telling you.
Like, you should also kind of, like, if you're trying to put together some bomb fit, like, you should also, like, look bomb in the fit.
Boom.
Sorry.
Say it.
And that's why I just don't think that he actually is that a real fittest. I think that he is a fake fittest.
A fake fittest. Wow. Okay. This is...
Yeah, sorry.
I think one of our biggest...
Fired.
Literally, this is one of the biggest claims of the pod. Fake fittest Jonah Hill. That's why I brought him up.
Thank you.
Because I just think...
Struck a nerve!
Well, I just think it's like we're giving him too much...
Way too much credit.
Way too much cred. It's like, I don't know, you come out with just shorts and put the Jonah Hill name on them and they're like a different color and all of a sudden they're $60.
Yeah, I don't, because he just has this like, people like his roles and he has this bro energy.
I mean, yeah.
He seems...
I'm laughing at him in the movies.
He seems unpretentious, you know, unlike a Timothée Chalamet who seems very pretentious, but like... Timothée Chalamet, I think, is actually much more interested
In fashion. And it's not just being like vintage Bulls jersey.
No. And that's like not where it's coming from. It's not coming from this just like, yeah, cool dude, like vaguely indie. But...
Well, and this goes to a discussion about Grailed, where the prices on Grailed and whatever, like how vintage has become, where it's just like Jonah Hill, I feel like, is the type of indie guy to not even be like, oh, fuck, I went to a thrift store in Indiana and got, like, this ridiculous Bulls shirt. I kind of feel like he's literally going on Grailed and buying just a 90 shirt for $90.
Yes, for $90. And because, you know what, he never thrifted before he became a fit icon. Like, he never was actually...
Yes, that is my complaint.
Sorry.
It's like, you and can't go from Abercrombie to Fit God.
Yes.
You can't wear a camp collar shirt for $400 if you are not thrifting bowling shirts.
Yes. Preach it. There is no Abercrombie to Fit God pipeline. There just isn't.
No. If you want to be Abercrombie to like insane polo style preppy suit, that's fine.
Fine. Exactly. But don't come and tell me that you are some eclectic, interested fashionista who's pulling things from different eras and you're so, and you really want to see like what the new people are doing, what the old people are doing. No.
Anyone can go to Nordstorm and
Thank
buy
you.
A camp collar.
I'm about to fucking Nordstorm Jonah Hill HQ. Okay, I'm really glad we said this.
Yeah, I'm glad that was just weighing on me.
Okay. My list. Jack the Ripper.
The murderer.
Yeah, the sort of like turn of the century London serial
right.
killer.
Okay. Here we go. Tattered blazer.
Okay. Because he's trying to be so, like, rakish professor, and that's how he's, like, getting
the girl.
I think
Jack the Ripper's, like, a little, kind of, like, late 90s Futch lesbian style. Like, it's a little, like, blazer and beater about it, but in a more turn of the century, like, British way. And it's hats.
Yeah. It's like borderline like steampunk raised eyebrow. And when you say Futch, you mean like maybe a little bit of eye makeup?
Yeah, like I feel like he's like there's ash or something like that. And like it's fog and it's like these like really rainy streets and like it's kind of tight pants with these boots and maybe they have a little bit of a heel.
Tight pants. No, and he is okay, I love how he like well, I mean
and his
all
hair is a little bit like shaggy.
I mean,
but
murderers
short.
All have serial killers all have a bit of a gay angle to them.
Yeah.
I think they all are a little bit bi.
Gay people are evil.
My people are villains. And he has like four different umbrellas. He's got this like this really elegant plum colored umbrella that's like hide skin, some sort of rawhide. And then he's got like another just like really simple fabric, like tartan umbrella.
Mm.
And then like.
Because I also imagine him like going to balls or something like that and like murdering after.
Oh, and he's being so masked at the ball?
Yeah. Or, like, murdering outside the ball and, like, not washing the blazer.
So I'm imagining that Jack the Ripper was similar to that serial killer from the 70s or whatever who, like,
Sam
was
Sam.
No, like, Tom.
Rosen.
What's the
Summer
famous?
Sam?
Is that the guy?
The New York guy?
But there was, like, a movie about him with, like, what's his name?
Summer
with Zac
Sam.
Efron.
Oh.
Where he played. Anyway, I was picturing
Ted
that.
Ted Bundy.
Yes. I was picturing that Jack the Ripper is a Ted Bundy type who, like, is so charming and he meets people at bars and
right.
they, like, go home with them and then he's like, I'm an insane serial killer. But I'm not sure if that's actually the Jack the Ripper story. I could look it up, but I simply don't have the time. But, like, maybe he wasn't such a charmer and maybe he was actually just, like, a stab and go.
Yeah, I'm imagining him a little less like proper milady, like, and then seducing. I'm imagining him like in an alleyway.
Right.
Slashing.
Right. The slash and grab method.
Right.
But still being a little bit like tattered Futch professor.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and again, his hair is curly but choppy and like it's waxy and like.
No, definitely. There's like some like beekeeper's pomade. Like there's some Lord Thistlewick. Is,
and they're
like
yeah, just get it started and keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Okay, hit me.
This is going back to Fauci territory, but no. Kathy Hochul, our new governor.
Oh,
first lady of New York.
The first lady governor of New York State in history. Kathy Hochul.
Hashtag how she does it.
I mean, obsessed with her. She kind of looks like Carly Fiorina in this way. She kind of has that like narrow
who?
Face. Remember Carly Fiorina? Who ran for president on the Republican side? She's the one who like ran Hewlett Packard. Like, she, like, ran it into the ground.
Yes, yes. HP boss.
HP boss. And then remember Ted Cruz picked her as his running mate?
Yes, 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 yes.
When he was, like, fully losing the nomination.
Right, and I think I looked her up and I was like, who is this HP bitch?
Yeah. And she was just, like, this, just
brunette,
snarly.
But...
Yeah.
Got just a like, head on her.
Just looks, like, so frigid. Just, like, the most, like, there is three brooms up her ass at all times. that go like all the way up her spine.
I don't think, I think Kathy Hochul, after, I think she has a little bit of chill to her.
Yeah, so she has a little bit of chill to her, for sure.
Tiny bit. I mean, the still to be bit like
of
governor,
chill. I mean, to be lieutenant governor is one of the least chill jobs that you can have.
It's like now that she's become governor, there's almost a little more chill to
no,
her.
No, now she can kind of just like, you know, let her hair down.
I guess I'm so inspired after going to her Instagram and seeing her selfie with two gays upstate.
Yeah, that she said that she captioned it being like, I'm here with two of my most creative citizens.
And so I feel like she is getting the most random, like at the woman politician store, like blazer and suit.
I mean, I think that she's kind of this thing that my mom did when I was a kid, which is some company called Doncaster. And they would send her all this clothing in the mail. She was like the original like Stitch Fix ho.
And what?
They would like, it was like some, it was like this kind of like fake designer that made stuff that looked like it was like
for busy businesswomen.
Yeah, that looked like whatever the like Lord and Taylor like expensive top would be. But yeah, it was just like from this weird brand called Doncaster. And they sent her like so many silk tops with like one built-in necklace.
Wait, I'm obsessed. I was imagining your mom, like, again, going to so many, like, Boston boutiques.
Well, now she's very boutique, and she's just, like, going into the most random Nantucket boutique and just being like, isn't this beautiful? And it's, like, one really long rope with just, like, one pearl on it, and it's, like, $600. And you're like, I don't know, like, do you need that? And she's just like, oh, I've already purchased it. Do you want anything, sweetie? And you're like, I don't need this, like, weird candle holder.
You're like, I don't know. Like, you're like, I would love for you to buy me something, but I don't know what at the store.
I really can't imagine there's anything here I need. But so I kind of think they're Kathy Hochul is like everything is this one weird politician woman brand, and like it's the silk tops and the blazers and the skirts and like all the matching stuff, and she's just a little bit no fuss about it. Like, I don't think that she's like
going to
Lord and Taylor in Albany and like
the Lord and
doing a silk top run.
Casual wise, I feel like she literally is wearing that brand, not your daughter's jeans.
Wait, they're like stretchy jeans.
They're
for
stretchy
moms.
Jeans, yeah, for moms. They sell them at Burlington, but
where do you think she's shopping online?
She must be shopping online. Is she getting like, okay, is she so friend of the pod Daniel's mom? Like, is all of her clothes just Amazon.com brand clothing?
Maybe.
And it's like pack of three women's.
But then V-necks. I also think that, okay, because as you know, she's so like her claim to fame and by, as in not fame, is like going to diners in every county in the state. And so like maybe she is having to go to some boutique in
Sullivan
East
County,
Cloydexter, and like she's like there's this like one sad boutique that is selling this one pair of like corduroy pants, and she's being like,
yes.
Oh, these are nice. Oh yeah, these are I'll get these, and she's taking a photo with the shopkeep.
And I think she is being lesbian merch head. She's buying a few mom Henleys from the diner. Like one diner, she's like,
you know,
having, she's
she
like,
is.
Can you go back in and get she's like the shirt?
She's very gifts for her girlfriends. I feel like she's getting three of the shirts for her girlfriends, or like three mugs for her three best girlfriends.
And they go to this diner and they open it up and they're like, we all have like Miss Pastries Pies mug. And they're like, oh, my God,
Kathy.
That's so sweet. And scarves. I think she is, like, getting – she has some funky scarves, but, like, isn't wearing them because she's afraid.
Yeah, they're too much. But maybe on a Saturday brunch in Albany, she's, like, taking one of these kind of, like, funky – and it's, like, beaded weirdly, silk. There's like a pattern. There's a lot going on in the scarf.
I would love to take, I would, for us to take Kathy Hochul to brunch.
No, as a thank you for her service.
Yeah, absolutely. For getting in there.
Hell yes.
It's not hard.
For raking that glass ceiling.
Okay. I want to just read back to Cavallari, read the description from glamourmagazine.com of our favorite brand on earth, Uncommon James. and just kind of discuss it. Kristen Cavallari, she of Laguna Beach and Hills fame, made her way to Nashville and started her jewelry company, Uncommon James, a name that's a play on her daughter's middle name, using style stars like Hailey Baldwin and Kate Moss as muses. Cavallari's brand focuses on minimalist, delicate, quote-unquote feminine with an edge pieces that range from, you ready for this? Specifics, $36 to $78. And because once a reality star, always a reality star, Cavallari and her company are now the subjects of an E-series called Very Cavallari. True discuss. One, well, two, it's so insane for Cavallari to be like, my muse is Kate Moss.
Absolutely out of control. It's just like this very famous supermodel.
Who wears like actual designer clothing.
Who has nothing to do with your just like insanely cheesy mall brand that sells jewelry that's so thin, it's actually invisible. You can like never see. If someone could be wearing, could stacked an Uncommon James jewelry and you would like not even see it. Also, those prices have gone up because you know that she's now doing a demi-fine line. You remember the episode where she goes to Italy to like meet a demi-fine maker. She's like, and we're doing demi-fine. And when the demi-fine line launches, it's going to be huge. And I have a lot on my plate right now, Jay. And I just don't think you understand. And I need you to be supportive of me like I supported you during your football career.
Seriously. Because it's like, yeah, as she stood on the sidelines of his Bears games, he could stand on the sidelines of her going to a demi-fine jeweler. And for those of you who don't know what demi-fine is,
it's halfway between fine and not fine. Fine jewelry is hella expensive.
Demisexual to demi-fine.
Okay. One thing that I did want to bring up about Uncommon James, mm-hmm. the name, as they say, it's a play on her daughter's name. It's literally just the name. Her daughter's name is James because like celebrities are so naming girls James now. And then she just put the word uncommon in front of it.
And it's like but, kind of funny because the name James is extremely common.
Extremely common. But it's actually, it is such a rich woman thing to name your business after your kid.
It's
like
yeah,
the
defining.
Most common rich woman thing. And they all think that it's like really quirky and interesting and personal. And they're like, yeah, actually, it's actually my own kid's name.
And that's weird because I just want to keep it close and intimate. And they're like, this isn't some huge, crazy brand. This is actually a passion project to make really cheap jewelry.
Yeah. And it's literally like, okay, there's this new museum and in France that was like that's like insanely boring and I went to and it's like designed by what's his name Frank Gehry and it's like congrats another Gehry they all look the same
yeah
and it's called the Luma and it's because like this rich woman's kids her name's like Lucas and Marie and she was just like oh let me combine them into one word and it's like trying to be like the chicest newest contemporary art center of Europe and it's just like you're just a rich woman who's naming something after your own children.
Right. They're like, well, I already named my
narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you just couldn't be more revealing of the fact that like this is just a complete vanity project.
And they're like, and now when my kids grow up, they'll know they have something.
They'll have something. They'll
well,
have
do you
legacy.
Also think it's
Ivy Park, Beyonce, Blue Ivy.
Right. Who else?
That's her Adidas line or whatever.
Who else has like named
their business after their kid?
Yeah.
There's also Draper James, which is Reese Witherspoon's, but that's not. Maybe she named it after Kristen Cavallari's daughter.
Well, you know, George, I mean, this is different, but you know, George Foreman named all of his children George.
That's a separate fact, but yeah, I did know that.
So it's kind of like, is the George Foreman girl named after him or is it named after his children?
All of his children. There is someone that a lot of our younger listeners probably don't know who he is.
Okay, so this brings me to my James game.
Okay.
I'm going to read you titles of clothing from Uncommon James and Draper James.
Oh my God, I have to choose whether it's Draper James or Uncommon James?
Yeah.
I love this game! Oh my God, I love this game!
And you can play this at parties, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, christenings, funerals, and etc.
And for just to clarify for everyone, Draper James is Reese Witherspoon's home and apparel line, and Uncommon James is Kristen Cavallari's home and apparel line.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Winona wrap dress in chambray.
Draper James.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, one for Stephen. Okay, so we're just loading. I mean,
you didn't have them sort of pre-screen grabbed.
Oh, I did, but okay. brunette crop top.
Uncommon.
Yep.
It's the, like, it's the simplicity of just calling it the brunette that's so Kristen.
Also, that show that I just started watching that I need you to watch about these two Canadian chicas renovating motels. The brunette was wearing a sweatshirt that said brunette.
What is going on with brunettes? The brain cells are out the door.
Yeah, they really are. Starstruck hairpin.
Uncommon.
Damn, you're good.
Oh, I'm so good at this. Because that's so her to be like celebrity make. You know what I mean? It's like that, like that. There's something about the cheesiness.
That is like starstruck, where you're like, Reese has a little more, just like a little more, I don't know.
Well, you know what's funny is I think that Uncommon trades on Kristen's fame more than Draper James trades on Reese, which is ironic because Reese is obviously a lot more famous than Kristen.
Well, that's why I think Reese can be a little more just like random and vague and less like, yeah, this is the crop.
This is the Hollywood Tumblr.
Okay.
I'm sure Uncommon has like a Hollywood candle.
Do good multi-beaded bracelet.
Okay, this is actually really hard because I'm sure that it is like a partnership with some just like Save the Girls, like literary, like foundation to like build
homes for people who are going to teach girls.
Who are going to teach girls just like how to become hairstylists. I do think that that is Reese though, because she's so charity.
Damn, you're good.
I'm really good.
I really want to stump you. Okay, looking for a stump here.
She's so, Reese is so the do-good bracelet.
Well, I'm she's so, proud no, she to really partner is.
With Land Rover and Peacock to like launch the do-good bracelet.
Okay. Well, I honestly, these are too easy. I'm like,
all right, just go rapid fire.
Okay, let's go. Natalie Sweatshirt and Gingham.
Draper James.
Yep.
I mean, it's the gingham for me, sis.
Okay, 1 second. And that's 1 second. Bride tanked up.
Uncommon.
Yeah. It just literally, because it's like the bride is just like, you're a babe tank top. Yeah, you're a bigger babe tank top. Like, Uncommon. I'm busy. Mrs. Crop. Okay, not the shirt. That's just Mrs. Crop Top. And then it's like
Mr. and Mrs. Crop Top.
The sassier Draper Dream
some
stuff.
Some Bushwick couples that I've seen.
Is like, it's just also gingham and being a little more like a whiskey in my sweet tea about it, because everything is like the Natalie sweatshirt and gingham. No, and like,
well, it's funny because like Kristen just like moved to Nashville in the most normal Nashville way, where she's like, this is a cheesy city, I'm cheesy, I'm moving here.
Right.
Whereas like Reese's whole thing is like pretending that she's so Southern and calling everything just like the bless your heart apron and cocktail making kit. And that's just
right.
Like,
and the cheesier stuff here is there's a full like, what would Dolly do section.
Okay, I do want to just say thank you so much for playing all these games with me. Wait, do you quickly want to hear the other celebrities that I
yes,
didn't read?
I do.
Okay, Billie Holiday, Carly Simon, Benjamin Franklin, Adam Driver, Sasha Obama, Georgia Sand.
Okay, you said last time.
I'm always saying yeah. Georgia Sand. Joan of Arc, Michelle Yeoh. Curveball.
Oh.
Alice Waters and Giada, and then Susan Rice, who's like another like administrative person.
Okay, the Biden admin up in here.
Wait, what's okay, read yours quickly.
Okay. Quickly, Osama bin Laden, Billy Joel, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon's wife, Chrissy Teigen, current Melania, JoJo Siwa and her GF, Rooney Mara.
Yeah, I'm curious about all of those. Did Osama bin Laden never wear jeans?
Maybe when they funded him to go to whatever, like, American University.
Yeah, I feel like when he was being more, like, 90s boots, he was
so he was actually
jeans.
In Levi's. Yeah.
Unlike Fauci, who doesn't support the gay community.
Okay, and yours, I feel like Billie Holiday, I feel like she also,
I guess I'm like,
in
what's her
20s,
casual style?
I feel like it was like a high dress pant and like a kind of
casual
like
style.
Yeah. And like
around the house.
I just meant more like
When she was like...
To go to another jazz bar. Like, not kind of, you know...
She was doing heroin, was that her drug?
I think so, yeah. So you're saying, what was she doing while she was like shooting?
Well, yeah, what was her like heroin outfit?
Was Billie Holiday a lesbian or she was bi? What's the deal? So many questions. Maybe she was like Slip around the house.
I feel like she was so Slip.
No, she's Slip, but she's also dungarees, straight leg, huge cuff.
Okay, now you are making her this like friendly boy.
Yeah, I think she was. I feel like I'm getting spirit is giving me.
Spirit is telling you that Billie Holiday is famous lesbian, then she is.
And she's wearing this huge cuff, and it's kind of like a super tight Hanes tee, like it's the 40s.
Hot.
Yeah. Done.
Okay, so next week. Speaking of the 40s.
Speaking of the 40s.
More like 1840s.
We're really going back to school with this one.
We are reading the memoirs of none other than Lily's favorite president. Oh, wait. No, sorry.
Second favorite president.
Ulysses S. Grant. So we are going to be getting into the Civil War. We are going to be getting into battles.
We are going to be getting into whiskey.
Buff your muskets, ladies.
Grab your bullets and shine your cannon.
Call the cavalry. Because we're about to fjord the Delaware. Or fjord it?
Get your battalions. I'm going to need battalions to read this book. It's 400 pages.
Battalion boots. Fall in line.
Yeah, wish us luck. And see you next week.
Best.
Celebrity Book Club is presented by Prologue Projects and HeadGum. This show is produced by Meg Murnane, with editorial support from Leon Nathok, Andrew Parsons, and Madeline Kaplan. Production manager is Persia Verlin. Engineering by Ferris Monchi. Original theme song by Stephen Phillips Horst. I love that song. Artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips NY. Follow us on Twitter at CBC The Pod. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review. And don't forget to tell your friends about us.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.